Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This is Kat here. I know I haven't recorded an episode in a while, and that's because I think I haven't been feeling that great, like mentally, like just had lots of ups and downs and just felt like I was trying to just survive, you know, just like when you're treading water to just keep your head above water, just barely making it from day to day. Because I think I was so busy. So I kind of eased back on my schedule so it's not so crazy, like not booking something every single night. Again, I just feel like I'm learning the same lessons, saying the same thing every episode, that I need time to breathe. So maybe if I say it enough times, I'll actually, like, it'll actually internalize. But I think it is internalizing because I feel like the last couple of days have been, I've given myself more breathing room in terms of my work goals, I guess, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I need to like be so productive during the day. Like, I'm like, okay, like if I need to take care of things like in my personal life or whatever, then I can have time to do those and not be so hard on myself. Because I feel like maybe I wasn't ready to go after my business goals yet, because like, there was one point in the last couple of weeks where I just felt like I can barely, like, you know, get the basics of life down in terms of like sleeping, eating, you know, and taking care of my place. And I always felt like if I had gotten those things down, then I could, like, you know, have a routine for those and then like my work could fall into place. But instead, I was trying to fit my work in first, but my work never had any limits to it, because I would always be like, more, 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 like, I can always do more, and so then I would never have time for the other stuff of life. So, trying to reverse it. Like, one day, I think, it was just like, my goal was to go to the gym. That was my goal for the day in my journal. And I think even that day, I ignored it, and I didn't even go to the gym. So, I think it takes a while of missing your target to realize, like, how come my actions aren't lining up with the goal that I say that I want. And so I finally did go to the gym today. It was a workout class in the morning, and it was like involving weights. It's called Body Pump. Anyways, it was really hard. It kicked my butt. Like 10 minutes in, I was like, so tired. And I was like hoping that it was a half hour class, because I wasn't sure how long these classes go for, but it was an hour class. So I was like, so tired, but just really glad that I made it through and pushed myself. So I definitely want to go back to it. And I think that working out, like when I was like lifting those weights and doing those deadlifts, I was like, oh, it feels so good. Like the first couple ones. And then it feels like terrible because I'm so tired, but I think I had all this energy building up inside of me in the last couple weeks, and I hadn't prioritized going to the gym. So I had like three different incidents where I like blew up at people. I was just so angry and just shouting, and I think these people, like, I mean, all these people were trying to help me, but I just like I don't know. I was trying to defend myself, or I was trying to say that I needed something else. I don't know. It was just complicated, and don't really have anything else to say about that, except I guess sometimes those things happen, and probably need to find a better way to release my anger and emotions. And I'm also listening to a new audiobook called The Untethered Soul, which is a really cool book. I really like it. It's probably going to be my favorites video for my September favorites YouTube video. So I'll talk about it more there, but I feel like that kind of has helped me see that, like, instead of that, you basically step outside yourself and like observe, well, in your mind, you take a step back and like observe what's happening to you. Like, so if someone triggers you and says something that upsets you or whatever, like, you just observe it, and by observing it, you're not like in it, you're not like, it's not so personal, so then you can just not be so like disturbed by it, if that makes sense. Not so reactive to it. So anyways, I do feel like I'm a lot better at like not relying so much on results or like numbers or like outcomes. I'm just like, oh well, whatever happens will happen. So yeah, I'm not so much, I don't feel so hinged on like, oh, this has to work or whatever. Like, and like, oh, there's a crying child outside. Okay. I wanted to say that also, I really like that I've been having more time to blog more frequently. And so I try to like set aside time every single day to blog. And so sometimes it can get out of control because I like want to only blog for like half an hour, but then sometimes it takes me like a couple hours to finish the post. So I don't know, I still have to work out the kinks, but having that time to like sit at a blank page and write, I feel like is really refreshing to my soul, I feel like, so that I'm continually creating something that I feel proud of and giving myself time to reflect and to share. So, you know, even if like not a lot of people read my posts, or I don't get a comment on something, or like I don't get likes on something, like it's cool too, because I'm like, well, the important thing is not that people like it or whatever respond to it. Like, I think the important thing is that I wrote it for myself. And I think that is rewarding enough for me. So, and I heard that on someone else's podcast too, because they were talking about how they wrote this book and they were like constantly read the reviews for the book and stuff. And they get so upset if someone wrote a negative review or whatever. But she was just saying like, you know, she had to like step back from that and just keep creating and not reading reviews and stuff like that, because you can get so upset by negative comments and stuff. And I haven't really gotten negative comments and stuff, but I think, I don't know, it's, I feel just more focused on the creation process, because that is where it's most fulfilling. Like, of course, it's great to hear from people, and to, it's great, everyone loves positive feedback and stuff, and I feel like that's like so helpful. I remember like all the positive comments that people give me, because I feel like it keeps me going. But now I feel like maybe, and that was, I guess in the beginning when I started, like I really needed to hear those things. So thank you so much if you ever encouraged me in any way. And even if you didn't, like, that's okay too. But I guess I'm learning to like not rely on that all the time. Because, you know, when you rely on it, then you need that constant like validation to keep going. But then, I don't know, I feel like now it's starting to come from within. It's like, and so, yeah, that's such a great feeling, and definitely more sustainable too. It just feels, yeah, more stable. So that's basically my thoughts for the day. So I hope you like that random mishmash of thoughts, and I hope you have a great weekend because it's Friday. Okay, see you in the next one. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.